Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, we've got a very special guest with us this morning, Reverend Louise Tallman, who is the pediatric chaplain for Upstate Scolasano Children's Hospital. Welcome, Reverend Louise.
Hi, thanks so much for having me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, really a pleasure. So tell us, for our listeners' sake, what is it to be a pediatric chaplain? What does that mean?
It's absolutely a wonderful position. It's not a job, it's a way of life. Chaplains are specially trained clergy who work in clinical settings such as this hospital. We do not take the place of people's own clergy if they already have one, but provide additional spiritual support and resources. We visit people from all faith traditions and respect people's unique spirituality. What you say, of course, to a chaplain is private unless it involves harm to you or another person. So that's kind of in a general term.
But when you talk about being a pediatric chaplain, mm-hmm. was there any special... So let's back up a minute. Talk about your training. How did you become a chaplain, for one, a clergy person? And then what drew you to pediatrics and how is it different?
Mm-hmm. Well, backing way up, I used to be a second grade teacher. And I found myself getting involved with a lot of situations that involved not religion necessarily, but what brought meaning to people's lives, spirituality, their children. I taught second grade. And then I decided that I wanted to take a leave of absence and finish seminary. So I did that at Colgate Rochester, finishing with my degree in theology at St. Bernard's.
Wow.
And then I went to through a seminar to find out what I really wanted to do. And even though I liked teaching, I decided to go on for chaplaincy. So even though I was a minister for a while, I decided I really liked kids and I liked families. So I did one unit of what we call clinical pastoral education, which we offer here at Upstate. Reverend Terry Culbertson is the supervisor for that. And then after I finished the first unit at Loretto in Syracuse, I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I did a year of what we call clinical pastoral education residency, followed by 2 years of fellowship.
Wow.
Our training is very similar to a medical doctor as far as, the undergraduate, the graduate work, and then, like I said, the internship, the residency, and the fellowship. And part of my fellowship had to be 50% had to be research. So
wow.
I researched the efficacy of Reiki upon staff stress, tension, pain, sense of well-being, and took that kind of on that research on the road nationally and statewide in North Carolina.
So it's really almost a mind-body combination.
Mind-body-spirit. Mm-hmm.
Really, very, yeah. very interesting. So once again, because you obviously had an interest in children, you were a second grade teacher, is that basically what you then followed through with that in your chaplaincy?
I believe so, and I was very fortunate because Children's Miracle Network, with the idea that we're building a children's hospital here in Syracuse, offered a $20,000 grant. And so I was offered this position to establish a pediatric chaplaincy here at this facility in 2003. So I was flying between my job in Charlotte as a kind of a director of spiritual care and job sharing and coming up here and working. So after about 5 or 6 months, that got pretty old, and we were really blessed that this position was made into a full-time job.
Wow.
Pediatric chaplaincy.
But now I also understand that you're about to retire.
I am.
So how long in total have you been here?
Since October 2003.
And before that, you've been a pediatric chaplain or a chaplain for...
I've been a chaplain, yes, it would be like 7 years in Charlotte,
wow.
North Carolina.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you've had an incredible career, very varied.
Exciting.
Very varied and very esteemed. So tell us, what would you say was some of your most memorable moments?
I think I'm going to put it all in kind of one, something I've read recently, and that is that the importance of valuing the power of presence versus the presence of power. And if we can all, whether we're chaplains, whatever we are, if we can just value the power of presence and whatever that presence is for people.
You mean being there? You mean witnessing,
yes,
being a part of their
yes,
life?
Yes, and witnessing for them. I don't mean witnessing in a religious way.
No.
But just the power of being with people sometimes. They'll come back and say, oh, thank you for what you did. And you have to ask yourself, what did I do? But I was just present. I was there with them. Because research has shown that when people are going through stress, if they have someone to journey with them, whether it's their family, clergy, nurses, whatever, that it is very, very important.
So overall, you say that's really what's brought you the most memorable moments, to be a part of someone's life.
And I have just made wonderful friends. You know, I've had people call me afterwards, and the pictures on my bulletin board, I was taking them down as I'm clearing my office out, and it is just so exhilarating to see. And people have to realize that being a pediatric chaplain is not just about death and dying. We have many children who get better. That's what we're about, whatever it is. And most of my ministry, probably because we have many babies, is with families. And I don't want to forget my ministry with patients, families, visitors, staff, and volunteers. That's what's memorable for me.
So you play a role really in so many people's lives.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
Yes.
Especially if you're talking about staff. What would you say some of the greatest challenges have been?
The other thing I want to say is wonderful here first is that we work as a team. I'm sure all departments, but pediatrics is wonderful. We work as a wonderful team to look at the whole person.
So it's like a family.
Yes. As far as some of my challenging moments, I think it's sometimes challenging to get up and kind of, 2 days are never the same, but you get tired out. And that's the importance of having balance in your life.
Yeah. So a way to restore yourself.
I've had to learn that.
I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure a lot of people.
I agree.
Who work in the health professions in general, but also specifically in pediatrics, feel that. So how do you stay upbeat or positive when you're dealing with a family who has a child who's suffering? I mean, how do you help them to stay hopeful?
Yeah, I don't necessarily stay upbeat. I kind of sense where they're at. And I don't mean if they're crying, I have to cry. But I try to be a grounded person, a grounded presence. Because when I'm around people who I may be a little ungrounded at a time or something, someone's grounded. It's like they're non-judgmental. They take you for what you are. Again, being present to where they're at or asking them where they're at. Sometimes they don't know. But I think that's what I don't know is it's upbeat, but more grounded.
Yeah.
Which could be upbeat. But.
Well, what I meant by that is in your own sense of spirit, that when you're seeing perhaps pain and suffering on a regular basis, how do you maintain your groundedness?
Myself, sometimes, I mean, I like to walk. I have a wonderful family, husband, children, grandchildren. You know, I have great support. Like, that's why I mentioned the team. We're great support for each other here.
So really what you're speaking to is this whole notion of community.
Yes.
Because whether you're a patient or the child themselves or a family around a child, the fact that there's a sense of community walking with you, so to speak, like you said, being present seems to make the difference.
Yes.
Now that's very profound.
And that's what we hear back from people. When they come back to visit, that's the thing they have appreciated is the whole community.
So what will you miss most?
The community. I'll have a new community. However, you know, it's some are silver, some are gold, but you'll always keep your friends. And I've lived, this will be move number 21 for me in my life.
Oh, wow.
And from childhood. And so anyway, I'm blessed with so many, 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 many people.
Some people are lucky, like you, perhaps, who bring people with them through the different chapters of their lives.
Yeah.
I think that's a very unusual ability.
That's part of the ministry that I will continue at our Florida home, is if someone's going through something and need a couple of days to get away, they can just kind of come and be.
Well, it sounds like you have a very exciting next chapter, and I want to thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Reverend Louise Tallman, and she's a pediatric chaplain for Upstate Scalasano Children's Hospital. We're going to be right back, right after the news, with more HealthLink on air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.